This is State House Week. We'll look at action in the General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. The state Senate is now fully immersed in trying to find money to fix the state's roads and bridges. And after a week of hearings and debate, the issue seems to have taken on even greater urgency.
Are we going to wait till a loss of life? And you going to explain to the family when the bridge collapses that I couldn't raise your gasoline tax because of who was in control?
That was Columbia Senator Joel Lurie on the Senate floor. In 2 days of hearings, senators delved deeply into the status of the state's road systems, how road projects are developed, and how they are paid for. The state DOT has said it needs about $1.5 billion a year just to maintain the status quo. The overall assessment from the DOT? Most South Carolinians are riding on poor pavements. There are close to 300 bridges that are deficient, 28 of those on interstates. Congestion is increasing and could impact the state's economic competitiveness. And DOT gives itself a grade of D for road maintenance. This week, DOT leaders like Director Christy Hall said the longer a permanent roads fix plan is put off, the more it is going to cost the state. Here's Senator Ray Clary of Murrells Inlet.
And Christy Hall said the same thing. She said our primary road system is in such disarray that if she doesn't fix it right away, it's going to cost 10 times more. In fact, in I-85, they came to do a resurfacing, a refixing project, and had to rebuild the whole road.
DOT officials told the Senate Finance Committee that an infusion of some $65 million could make the state's interstates 95% good within 10 years. The big decision lawmakers will have to make this year is whether or not to come up with a long-term fix that would probably include raising the gas tax, or putting surplus tax revenues into the budget to fund DOT's needs while the economy is good. The magnitude of the roads funding issue is causing some senators to say both funding sources might be needed. Lancaster Senator Greg Gregory.
I think that we need a combination of general funds and additional revenue to be able to do these things. I don't think either one of them can accomplish this monumental task that we have in front of us of widening I-26 and other interstates and repairing the secondary roads and bridges. I think we need to look at both sources.
Some senators bumped into the roads problems firsthand this week. A number of them were late getting to meetings in Columbia because of traffic backups on the interstates. The House's Budget Writing Committee approved a bill this week to help farmers who sustained catastrophic crop losses from last fall's flooding. The legislation, approved by the Ways and Means Committee, establishes a $40 million fund that would allow farmers in disaster-declared counties to apply for grants up to $100,000 each. The bill specifies that the money for farmers is meant to be spent solely on expenses involved in planting and harvesting, a point made by Representative Kenny Bingham of Lexington County.
But it goes to put seed in the ground so that we can at least grow our economy back and help get the economy working again, because it's not going to do any good just to pay off, bankruptcy debt. It's got to go to moving our economy forward and helping them get back on track.
The $40 million to fund the farm aid bill would come from state surpluses. The House has passed and sent to the Senate a bill that would make the Superintendent of Education a position appointed by the governor. It's currently an elective office. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join us next week for a look at events in the state legislature.